Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. On Monday, the day after his team dispatched of the New England Patriots 34-27, head coach Gary Kubiak took questions from the media. He was proud of the way his team played on Sunday, and he had much, much more to say about that.
Now that you've had a chance to sit back, what did you do last night?
Probably the same thing y'all did. Sit around and watch the games in the afternoon, and golly, they were really going our way there for a while, and still had a chance late that night and watched about a quarter of that one last night and knew that it didn't look good at all. So that's about it. So disappointed. Wish it would have happened.
You were going to have a meeting today. Did you cancel a meeting?
We didn't really. We were going to meet in the morning, you know, about, you know, depending on what had happened. And then once it took place, we basically just had our checkout routine, John and I. The players check with everybody. I don't meet with them right after the day after the season. I like to take a couple of weeks and digest what happened and then sit down and talk to them a few weeks down the road instead of doing it, you know, right after the fact. So they're all checked out and gone and got some health issues, and then I'll deal with them here in a couple of weeks.
While you brought up health, can you tell us who all's having surgery?
You know, I told Tony, I tell you, I don't have a list in front of me, but if y'all ask me about a few guys, I probably have the answer.
Joel
has to have surgery on his shoulder. That will take place here, I think, sometime next week. I think most of these surgeries are scheduled for next week.
Myers,
yes.
Is that his ankle?
No, shoulder for Myers. Dwayne Brown, going to have his knee scoped. Let's see.
Winston?
You know, I don't know about Eric. I haven't been told about Eric.
Cushing?
Cushing's fine. He just needs a nice healing process, so he needs a lot of rest. But there will be no surgeries that I know of as of this point for Cushing.
He had said something about a finger specialist?
I don't know. So
he said after the Pro Bowl. What about Mario's shoulder?
You know, I think there's still an evaluation process with that, John, but they're probably going to be a scope at some point.
What about, you had said you might know more about Steve Slayton's condition in a few weeks. Have you got any update there?
I think everything's going according to plan as far as his rest and what they see. You know, all indications are right now that he continues to just get his rest and he will be fine.
There's no secret Kyle's going to be gone now, even though it's not official. What will you do for your fourth offensive coordinator in 5 years?
Well, have to adjust with another one. But, no, it's that's part of the business, John. And like I said, with Kyle, and you know, nothing's official yet, but obviously it looks like Mike's coming right back into business here real quick. And I know it's something he's always wanted to work, have his son work for him. And I know I'd be the same way, so I understand that, but, you know, we got a good group, and so I'll have to start looking in another direction and do what's best for the players and the staff at the same time. And, you know, we'll bring in some more good ones, and we'll keep moving the ball. And, you know, I've had some dang good coordinators, and whoever's the next one will be a dang good one, too.
What did Kyle mean to the success since he became a coordinator, or not just since he came here with you?
He's done a heck of a job. He's really mature, John. I mean, you know, he started with me with the receivers, you know, working with Andre and those guys, and then went to the quarterbacks and, you know, learning how to coach that position, which is a little more fragile. I think he learned a great deal from Matt and Sage and then bringing a guy like Rex along this year. So that's a progression to me of becoming a coordinator, and he's handled it very well. He has come a long, long way, I tell you, and he's going to be special. I think he'll be a head coach in this league very quickly. And so now him and his dad get to go do battle. So I'd like to be a fly on the wall for that one. So,
have you ever seen a rookie do the things that Brian was able to do this year, especially with missing?
Yeah, he brought an element to our team that I don't want to say it's been missing, but he brought another element to our football team. Is just his love for the game, his passion, his play. You know, playing beat up, all these things. Played like a 10-year vet from the day he stepped on the field. Our players respect, you know, what he does with the game and how he goes about his business. So, you know, very fortunate to have him and going to have him here for a long, long time. What a year. I mean, he was exceptional.
What about Gibbs and Rhodes? Ray was coming just too. chance he's coming back?
Yeah, I'm going to basically, we're going to do some evaluations right now, John, and then we'll give these guys a break. I mean, they need a break, need to get away for a little bit, and then we'll come back and make some of those decisions. But, you know, they've obviously been a big help to me. I like having veteran coaches on my staff. I like having guys that have been through a lot more battles than I have that I can pull from, and so I really appreciate the job that both of them have done, and we'll see. We'll see where we're at here in a couple of weeks.
Is it going to be hard to hire coaches if you're in the last year of your contract?
We'll see. I don't know.
What did you think about when Bob said you definitely would be back, and he hinted that after a meeting, you know, there, you might get an extension?
Well, I just, you know, I was asked it a couple times last night, John. You know, I, first off, obviously I feel good. I want, you know, I want to finish what I started. You know, I signed a five-year deal when I came here. I want to be able to fulfill that contract and give Bob and his family and this organization everything I have. So I'm going to get a chance to do that. That's what's most important right now. I'm not really worried about anything else down the road or 2 years from now or you know, extend. I'm not, that's not on my plate. I'm just happy that I'm getting a chance to fulfill the contract I signed. And I appreciate the opportunity and just need to keep moving forward.
Can you talk about the growth of the defense from where they were at the beginning to what they were able to accomplish?
It has been. Bob just asked me. I was sitting up there with Bob here for the last couple hours talking, and he asked me what my biggest surprise or was with our football team, and I told him the progress that his defense has made. You know, it our defense gives us a chance to win every week right now, and for where they were after 3 weeks, and we all remember that, to where they ended this season as a football team. I mean, the progress that was made was incredible. The job that Frank, the defensive staff did, taking guys like Pollard, fitting them in. You know, you got holdouts with Dante. You got Cushing not going through camp. And then pulling this group together and to play the way they played, it was, you know, to me it was the highlight for me of our football team. And it's very encouraging for where we're heading as a defensive football team. You know, what you're always searching for in this league is balance. And I think we ended up 13th in defense and then fourth or fifth in offense. And that's getting pretty balanced as a team. So that progress and the job Frank did, very special.
Gary, how important was the loss of Chester right away to the offensive line?
Yeah. It was, you know, it was a big adjustment all year long, Barry, because when you lose Chester, what you're losing is you're losing a big physical player that handles three techniques and very stout on the line of scrimmage. He was a leader also. So we started adjusting from week two without Chester. And, you know, we lost starters offensively. We lost Owen. You know, you lose Steve. So it was an adjustment period all year offensively. But I tell you what I think's got a chance to happen is, I mean, offensive line-wise, you know, we got a chance to go back to camp next year with really staring at eight starters because of how much football Stutters played, how much Chris White's played, how much Caldwell has played. So that's how teams get better. I mean, imagine us lining up a week from now with all those guys healthy and them fighting for starting jobs on this team. I mean, that would be an impressive group to have. So through adversity, you know, breed some, you know, players getting better and the football team getting better. So I think even though it was difficult, when it's all said and done, I think we've got a chance to improve.
Gary, if you had to point to one thing with regard to Matt, would you say the way he came back from the shoulder injury in that Jacksonville game propelled this team and showed them what leadership is about?
I think the fact that he was on the field 16 weeks was huge to this team. When he came out of the locker room in Jacksonville after the first play of the game, it lifted the team, coaching staff, it lifted everybody. He made huge progress as a football player this year, and he's got himself in company of some great ones now, and now he needs to propel his team to the next level. But what a season to lead this, to lead the National Football League in throwing. That's big time, and so it was good.
Coops, how important is this offseason, both physically and mentally, for number 12, for Jacoby?
It's huge. I was visiting with him in the tunnel today, and I told him he's got starter ability, and it's time for him to think that way. And all due respect to Kevin and Andre and everybody else, but he's got to think that way because he's got the ability to do it. And probably this offseason will be his most important one because he's got to come back here in March whenever we get started and show his teammates he plans on being that type of player.
How important mentally was finally proving that you guys could win a game that in the past you just folded over and lost like you did yesterday in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, it was not good. And to get down to a great football team like that makes it even tougher. But, you know, I think we've learned to play in all types of game. And I went through this yesterday. I mean, we've come from behind this year. I still go back to Arizona as bad as we played in the first half. And we had the ball in a 21-21 game with a chance to win. And then we had a chance still at 28-21. And then we've been up on people and had to hang on in some games. So, and then we do this yesterday. But you've got to know how to win always in this league. And all these young players we have been through a variety of ways now, so it should make us better.
The impact of Pollard, not just what he did, but playing with four different safeties and bringing them all along on the same page.
Yeah, we'll give David a lot of credit. David had a young group back there. We played young corners. You know, pick up Pollard, what he did, you know, it's, I don't have to say anything on that. Y'all know what he's done. Yesterday we were playing with Russell, a guy we picked up on Tuesday, and he played probably 75% of the game. So David did a great job with the group, and, you know, Bernard was leading the calls there. He was excellent.
From the years that you've been in the league, Coach, right over here.
Okay.
From the years you've been in the league, how many times has a loss in week one came back to impact you all the way in week 17 as far as how the playoff goes?
Oh, I think it happens all the time. I mean, when you go back and look, you know, when your season's said and done, I don't think you ever know which week's going to hurt you the most or help you the most. I don't think you can dwell on those type of things. And that was my talk to the players on Saturday night. I mean, it'd be easy to sit here today, or we could have Saturday night and thought about the – four or five that got away that we could have won. But I think if we do that, we're not going to go forward. So we made a commitment Saturday night that we were moving forward, and that started yesterday. And for us to get to where we want to go, I think that has to be our focus.
You have not brought in a kicker to compete with Chris. Will you do that now?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, John, we didn't kick good enough for us to win. I mean, for us to be play at the level we need to play at to be a champion. And Chris knows that. I'm not saying anything that I wouldn't say to him. We got to get better. I mean, there's other areas of the team that we did not improve in. And so that's a phase that has to get better. How do we go about getting better? That doesn't mean it doesn't end up being Chris getting better. But, you know, we got to look at every phase and what we're doing. And see where we have to improve to go win a few more football games.
Does Foster's performance in these last two games impact what you're thinking about the running game?
I think you asked me yesterday. It really doesn't. You know, we've got to have drastic improvement in that phase of our football team. What he did the last 2 weeks to me, he did a heck of a job. But most importantly, he got the respect of his teammates that he can help this team win. And so what does he do with that? You know, I he's the last guy I talked to today upstairs, and, you know, I told him, hey, you earned a few chips in the last few weeks, Arian, and now do you come back and keep adding to your pile, or do you give some back? So, you know, we'll see. I mean, he's got the ability to help this team, and he just needs to continue to improve.
Winston said today that you had taken a lot of bullets for the players and they let you down, but he thought maybe they made it up to you over the last – four games. What do you think about him saying that?
Well, I mean, I don't think of it in terms of taking bullets, John. I'm just honest, you know, and I've got a job to do getting these guys ready to play and getting them in the best position. So, you know, I'm very honest from that standpoint. What they did when we were staring 5-7 and the problems we had at that point, what they turned around and did talks about their character and the football team. And then yesterday, to me, was just the ultimate. I mean, they weren't going to let that thing go. That game was very important to them. And I felt that way coming out of our meeting Saturday night. And it just reassured me when we walked off that field yesterday.
Gary, can you talk about how rare it is to have a quarterback like Matt Schaub, who started his career as a backup and just in really a short amount of time is now up in the upper echelon of quarterbacks in the league?
Well, you gotta take some chances in this league to find players like that. I mean, when you make a decision to change your quarterback or to go out in free agency and, you know, do what we did or make a trade, you're taking, you know, big risk. It's just nice. He's done the work. He's the one that's made it pay off. The one thing that was never in doubt when we went and got Matt was how important football was to him. Matt loves to play. It's important. He works very hard at it, and you can't substitute for that. You can't, me and Bob are talking, you can't measure that, you know, and this game's important to him, and success of the team is important to Matt, and because of that, you're going to have a good one here for a long, long time. So he deserves the credit. He's the one that's done the work, and now we've gotten him more help than he's ever had. So, you know, need to see him build off of that.
Gary, regarding play calling, I know you've done it differently. You've always gotten input from Troy and Mike and Kyle. But doing it the two different ways, when you go next year with a new system, would you prefer to have someone else do the play calling, or do you want that responsibility back?
I want somebody with me that I'm comfortable with calling plays. I want that. That's important to me. Whoever I end up bringing in here, whoever I work with, I want to get them to the same point that I am with Kyle and that I was with the other guys, where I can say, hey, go ahead. If I don't like something, I'm going to jump in. You know, we have to be that close and on the same page. I think that's very, very important. And because that's the guy I deal with every day, putting in game plans, calling the game, making adjustments during the game. So that is important to me. It's very important to me.
We spent a lot of the season asking about the running game, and you answered with, we need to look at this and that. When you go back now at the end of the season, where do you kind of put the pieces into the order of what needs to get better to be more successful?
It's not fixed. I don't look at the last 2 weeks and say, oh, we're okay. We just got to keep going. No, it wasn't good enough. We weren't physical enough from that standpoint, regardless of where you start, up front, backs, fullbacks, whatever. I want to see our team improve in that phase, and we definitely got to from that standpoint. So, we'll go back and evaluate the film and everything, but I don't feel any different really than I felt, 5 or 6 weeks ago. I haven't changed my mind.
Gary, money aside, do you think Donte Robinson is still a good fit with his football team?
I think he did a heck of a job, and obviously we've got many free agents on this team that we're going to have to deal with and make decisions on. But, Donte came back. We put the tag on him, missed all of training camp, threw him out there from week one. The thing that I was impressed with, he got better each and every week. He was out there for his teammates every week, but might have played his best game yesterday. I thought he was very good in the game. So now he's kind of back in the same situation. But we've got to make those decisions in a lot of areas. I don't know how many guys we got that are free, but there's some very important players, Chester, Kevin, so we got a lot of work to do as a staff to make those decisions and try to keep everything in place.
Do you think being uncapped, does that make it more likely that you keep most of these guys?
That's hard for me to answer. It's a different world. For me, Rick can answer that question better. My job is to go in there and say, this is what we need. Try to keep these guys. But as far as getting that done, that's their realm of the business. So,
Coach, what would you say? It was satisfying this season, frustrating? Are you happy with the way it all ended up?
Well, I'm disappointed that we didn't get in the playoffs. I wish we were here today talking about who we were playing Saturday or Sunday. Do I think we got better? Yeah, we got better. We took another step forward, I think. This league is tough, and it's very difficult to win. I've said this many times. I think we can win any week right now, so that's very encouraging. I love the way our players came in here today. It was different than it has been. Rick and I were talking about just they were so upbeat and talking about. It's almost like they would have loved to have gone right back to work tomorrow on next year. And that's important because I think they feel like they belong now. But we got a lot more work to do, and we got to be honest. And we can't think that we're okay. We got to go get better. What do you mean as far
today? Then you
yeah, they were very, very upbeat today. I could just feel it from them. I think it was still a lot of carryover from the game, but I think they're excited about the future and they're excited about their team.
Did the rookies, other than Cushing, you got a lot of progress out of a lot of them. Can you talk about the rookie class behind Cushing?
Remind me who all of them. First off, let me start with Quinn. Okay, let me start with Quinn. I think, had Brian not been on this team, we'd be talking about him for Rookie of the Year honors and some things that are going on. I think he was exceptional. This guy played from day one and really never left the field other than the time he got hurt. I think Connor's going to be an excellent player. I love Connor's motor. He loves to play. He started to factor more and more as the season went on. He took Bill's best shot every day, and he just kept going. And I think he's going to be one heck of a player. McCain, I think McCain has excellent cover skills. We're on him to be more physical. He responded to us. He played well for Joe. I think he's got a chance to be an excellent cover corner. Who am I missing here? Caldwell. Let me go to Caldwell first. Caldwell got a lot of action as a young player. Did some good things. Did some things that were not good enough. So some inconsistency there, but he's got starter ability. You know, he may have got set back a little bit in camp when we had him playing all over the place, but I think he'll benefit from that in the long haul. The two tight ends, Anthony Hill, very hard to evaluate right now. You know, got limited chances, got hurt. You know, this offseason's huge for him. He's got to come back and be more of a factor for us, and we want him to be a physical factor. James did not get a lot of touches, but I like James' future. I see some things. I have some ideas of some things I'd like to do with James offensively for our football team as we move forward. But I want to settle him down in one spot, wherever that ends up being, and let him go to work. So I think he can be a fine, fine player. We asked him to do a lot this year, but we had to. You know, we played 6-7 weeks with two tight ends, so it was difficult. The young safety, you know, went on IR, so we didn't get much from him. Who am I missing, guys? Is that it?
Antoine Molden, he's been hurt for 2 years. He's got a lot of ability. Where do you see for him?
Well, it's got to stay in one piece. I mean, it just seems like since he came off that injury, John, that he had many other nags to go with it, whether it stemmed from that first injury or not. I don't really know. But he's talented. He does a lot of good things for Joe. David likes what he's seen, you know, the time he's spent with him. But he's got to find a way to stay on the field. So, you know, off season will be very important to him. Got to get him healthy.